Welcome back, MGTOW Men. Dudes, please tell me you are holding the razor. I don't want to hear anyone that has lost their manscaping goals due to some effort to please some chick getting her pants, okay? So if you haven't watched the last video, please do. It'll give you some chuckles about my pre-MGTOW hoodie emerging days as I was an early college student and the mutton chops that I had. But another thing that I had a different perspective on in those pre-MGTOW days was my view of the work world and what it meant to be in the workforce. So I often get the question, especially from young MGTOWs in high school and in college, what profession do I get into? So for all of you guys that asked me this question, this is my take on it for today. I hope that you can find some advice from it, even if you're well cemented in your current career. So man, the number one thing right here that trumps it all is that when you ask me what type of job I should get, and you also say you're going MGTOW, I want you to recognize that this is the most important thing, this point I'm going to make. Your job does not mean the same thing that the job a 33-year-old recently married with two kids husband does, okay? When you are MGTOW, your job is a tool. It's not your existence to survive and to keep your head above water for other people, okay? So it's a totally different question. And brothers, that know what your end game is. And that's one of the main reasons I go MGTOW and was the biggest fear of mine during my first relationship. She wanted to have kids at the time and she had some major debts to pay off. And I said, okay, if I can remove about 500K or so in not having kids and avoid another 100K in extraneous expenses that come from marriage, just being with someone, getting possessions I don't want, paying off those debts and so forth because their debts become yours. That's about 12 years of my income. Men, you've just gained yourself 12 years of freedom that you have otherwise signed away at the altar, okay? That's how much you've gained. You didn't even do anything and you gained 12 years. Use it. So when you ask me what type of job you want, please guys, ask yourself, what the heck is your end game? If you're going red pill, I know what your end game is and if you stay that way, but if you want to marry and date, this is not the same question. It becomes something different because unless you get lucky and miraculously marry a coupon clipper, it would be crazy for other reasons. Your biggest expense is likely going to be your marriage and what comes of it. So, men, these are some of the most highly recommended jobs that I suggest you look at before I get into kind of my two main points about this topic, how to choose a job as a MGTOW. So, engineer of some sort, serve in the military, certain sects of the military, obviously, it's becoming even more liberalized and feminized. Computer science or information technologies and programming. Which obviously can be a very entrepreneurial effort for you. Trade skills, welding, mechanics, government research. I have a friend that works for the Naval Research Laboratories, and it's very male-dominated, and it's good pay. It's protected. Scientific research of some sort, whether it's medicine or it relates to the environment, I don't know. Internet marketer, so that job is pretty solitary, and it can make good money. A stockbroker or a trader, again, this is a solitary job oftentimes, and you get to choose who you deal with. For those into sports, baseball or hockey is likely your best bet. Football and basketball have become very politicized and feminized. Baseball and hockey tends to attract the demographic of player, especially, that's a little bit more conservative, and I've found that there are fewer women working in them. Have a few side gigs, so a blog, sell the product online, offer some online service. This may be feasible as you get older and you incur more income. A tour guide. I'm a huge kayaking fan and hiking fan. And if you can become an expert based on your hobby of going hiking and kayaking, you can actually end up giving tours and teaching people about topography nearby and routes and making some money on the side. This may not be your main source of income, but if you want to have multiple streams, this is a good one. Martial arts or self-defense guide or teacher. This obviously has benefits for you throughout your life. This increases your status amongst men and women even, and it's usually a male-dominated path. But guys, these are the ones I want you to avoid, okay? Many public relations or advertising jobs, as a student being communications my whole life, our college careers, this is so rife with women, and it's rife with women that want to do PR jobs that they're not, they're soft skills. They're really not a lot of analytical behavior in them. Some do require this, but a lot of PR jobs and the image of that they give off, they're not really PR jobs. And they want to get involved with PR beauty a lot of the times, PR fashion. And this is not a place you want to be. Just my reference. I've seen this. I've seen this a lot. Education, obviously, this is from the beginning. Women have dominated at being teachers. You know, men being teachers in elementary school was kind of an unusual thing for a while. Obviously, that changed, but women not only dominate the lower levels of education, but the colleges. More women are going to college and thus are wanting to pursue education because they like the structure it provides. Working in a university obviously goes hand in hand with that. Working in social justice areas or social work of some sort, obviously we've discussed this throughout MGTOW. My dad works in this line of work, and he's getting out of it at the right time because obviously the state is favoring women more and more. They're also going to hire them more and more because they're looking for empathetic people. They're not necessarily looking for fair people all the time. And so I would avoid that. Psychology or counseling is another thing. It's dominated heavily. I was interested in this field. It's in my blood, kind of. But I've realized that it's going to be dominated by females and women. And often people like to have women as counselors more so. For a variety of reasons. And then politics and law, this kind of goes hand in hand with the social justice or social work areas. So, you know, thus, you know, I'd be recommending you the jobs at the big bucks, okay, and a lot of long hours. Otherwise, you won't, you know, keep your marriage or much of your money if you're trying to go down that path. But you're talking, you know, about an engineer, once again, computer scientist, someone in the medical field, a high-level lawyer, or other risky blue-collar operations such as being an underwater welder. So, men, That's principle number one. Whenever you think about asking me what type of job you should have, obviously consider those jobs that I listed. But your job means so much more, so much different than Joe down the street that has tied the knot already. We have to retrain our thinking and grow to understand that why we work is mainly to support a family. So there's a value ascribed to working, and more specifically a male working, because it's genetically coded into us. We were to till the land, and because society has even a genetic, not just cultural expectation that we have to be an altruistic provider, it's perceived that we're more valuable, and thus that's why we gravitate towards work. But we have to recognize why we work at MGTOW and what the purpose is. So should be to gaining freedom, once again. So my message in response to that is, why would I want to put undue stress on myself just to support and provide for one person and the kids? Wouldn't I want to live without the external pressures of having to bring back venison to camp every night? And instead, if I do bring back venison, if I don't, I can survive a night. But if I have kids and a wife and I don't, then I'm going to hear bickering. I'm going to be berated by not just them, but people around me. But if I do bring back and I have no family, I can benefit myself and then search out whoever needs help that night. You can in turn end up benefiting a much larger scope of people. You can create a much wider lens of influence with your charity. And thus you can make stronger societal bonds with those around you. You can improve your community. You can improve your happiness and internal and external value. So this is the underlying principle behind any MGTOW that goes his own way and is talking about work. Remember this. You're not the same as a man that is dating or married, okay? You're not married to a female. You're not married to a career. You know, if you're going MGTOW, but if you are married, you're married to both of those things. And you're married to a location, which is another freedom that MGTOW allows. You don't have to be married to that. So from there, once you've understood this, do what is going to afford you the most freedom. So what affords you the most freedom? There are two paths that can be taken here when it comes to work. You can either bite the bullet now and take a job that you don't like and have to slog through but brings in big bills. Maybe you got lucky and have a nice one, but most likely you don't. And you're doing this to afford you the flexibility and the ability to travel and live off what you've saved and not even work anything more than a part-time job or a self-run enterprise once you have gained what you need to survive from that job. You can take this route. Maybe this is a sales job or an administrative job that requires you to be around coworkers you're not privy to spend time with, or a largely female work demographic. But also consider the stress here. Even if it's only across a 5-year time span and not a 15 to 20-year time period if you have a family or a mortgage, you can incur a large loss in longevity regarding your overall life. So always important to weigh the pros and the cons here. Another angle to the most freedom is choosing the job right off the bat that allows you to have a lot of freedom. So this may be a couple low-paying but, you know, low-stress part-time jobs that are simple and allow you to focus almost exclusively on your hobbies, traveling, and improving other areas of yourself that you wouldn't have the willpower and energy to pursue if you're going all out as a lawyer, for example. This may, in turn, allow you to go full-time in this hobby down the road, but it's risky. And the problem with this, though, is that you may not be able to save up with any personal investments or retirement, and you might have low satisfaction. So many MGTOW men, and I've suffered from this, realize that because they won't have the normal external pressures that force a man to reach high levels, They often settle for jobs and won't reach the heights that they could, and also reach, you know, levels of self-actualization that are attainable. And there is always a saying that a man doesn't make his money until he is married. This is true in many cases, but being conscious of this trend is what can make us different MGTOW men. We can recognize where the external motivation comes from. We can actually grasp it. We can see it. We can take note of it. That's part of the red pill realizations that I discuss. And instead, we can compensate by recognizing the difference that we can make in whatever field we pursue because of all the free time that we have. So my dad has worked in the same job for 40 plus years, and while he has enjoyed it at times, it's beating him down. And I always said to him and to others that he would be living in a cardboard box if he didn't get married and have three kids. The dude doesn't ever buy anything for himself. He doesn't give two wooden nickels other than coming home, eating dinner, watching the Cubs, and listening to talk radio before he goes to bed. And he would be living in a freaking box, no doubt. But being married likely gave him additional fire. I know it did. He would not be the same person. So just be aware of the differences in motivation between a man that just has his mouth to feed versus a man that has his mouth and more to feed. And the last one, guys, control your environment. Don't understress the importance of who your boss is, by all means. I realized this before. It's not just about the job. It's almost more so about your coworkers and your boss. By all means, make it a prime priority to only accept a job and to interview where you know that you have a male boss. And also, always determine and control the environment that you're choosing to interact with people. Oftentimes, the battleground that you're in determines whether or not you'll run into a manipulator in a workplace in the first place. Choose the battles and the battleground that you work on. This also goes for searching for a job. During an interview, for example, make sure to be proactive when you're interviewed. When they give you an opportunity to speak and ask questions, ask many questions and speak on behalf of yourself. Ask them how much autonomy that you will have, how much power to make decisions. An employer that you want to work for is honest, doesn't put you down for that question, and is open to changing how things are done if you have a better alternative. Employees that aren't open to change will stifle your growth and your progress and your satisfaction. And this is especially important for many of us young MGTOW, because we need to improve. We need to better our skills and to be able to change locations if we need to. And you want to build your resume. And working for a man is a far better option, in my opinion, because they won't feel as threatened by supervising a man when compared against having a woman be your supervisor. Naturally, women are not used to being in control and having the power in relationships. Some of this has shifted, and this is obviously not 100% the case. But if they are in control and a man is who they're controlling, oftentimes they will overcompensate for the biological confusion that they're feeling. And so men, on the other hand, are often more open to suggestions, your will to advance in the company, and cohesion, especially as gender warfare continues to rage its way through the world and the workplace. But obviously, this topic could be discussed in much further length, but that's up to you guys to continue. Hit me up in the comment section, like, subscribe, send an email my way at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com. I will get back to you as soon as possible, and many times your emails spawn new ideas, so you may get featured in one. But get through this hump day, kick back, and catch up on your hobbies tonight, guys. And as you know, hoodie's up, hoodie out.